Well, today, for all the weeks of generosity, Katrina Johns is out there interviewing folks from the congregation about where they see generosity in others. And today we've got a wonderful interview with David. It's a little bit longer, but I want to kind of set the stage biblically about hospitality before we hear David's story. Last week we talked about faith as faithfulness. That faith isn't just about learning some facts, checking off a box, and you're good. Faith is about being faithful, learning what it means to be called into faith, called into a life of serving God, called into His kingdom. And that is an ongoing, lifelong thing. It's discipleship. It's lifelong learners. It's lifelong seeing where God is at work. And we talked about transformational generosity, where our lives are continually being transformed by God's Holy Spirit. And we are at work in serving and living life together, as opposed to transactional kind of faith. Transactional that says, yep, got it, checked off the box. That's transactional. Transformational is this big, exciting word, I said. I love this word, transformational, that God just continually is doing this renewal work, and you wake up every morning and you realize how much more transformation God needs to be doing, but that is what He's doing. Transactional is kind of flat. God comes, you know, as if to say, like, do you believe in me? And I say, yeah. And then it's like, okay, we're all good. That's it. We're not transactional, it's transformational. And we can talk about that with hospitality as well. There's a difference between transactional hospitality and transformational. And struggling to come up with a good example, and I'm hoping you can at least see the example, even if you feel like this would never happen to you. Not long after we moved here, it was later in the evening, boys were small, I think they were in bed. We were watching a movie, dark, maybe, you know, past 9 o'clock, and the doorbell rings. And so I went up and I talked through the door. I said, who's there? Can I help you? And I heard something about Navy. We really need help. Okay. So I open the door, and there's these three Navy guys there, and they're showing me their Navy IDs, just to help me know that that's really what it is. And I think they had been out. They were walking east, I think, waiting for a cab or something. They came up on the church. One of them was in, we'll just say, distress, and it needed to use the bathroom. They saw the church. Figured the pastor lived next to the church, so they knocked on our door. And I said, okay, come in, here's the toilet, and then go. The other two stayed outside. That was transactional hospitality. I wasn't really interested in any other kind of, sit down and talk or anything. Like, just come, do what you need to do, and then go. This is kind of weird. It's kind of late at night. That's transactional hospitality. Transformational hospitality, which I was not ready to extend that night, but transformational hospitality is, come on in, welcome. Like, hey, how can we care for you? Tell us about yourselves. Be part of what we're doing. And I wasn't ready to extend that night. I was trying to keep safety in mind. Not that I didn't trust the guys from the Navy. It's just a strange situation. But transformational hospitality is something we keep learning, right? We keep leaning into. At first, it's just kind of like, well, I want to be nice, right? And so you do a little. That's transactional. Transformational is, God, help me to just welcome the people around me. Maybe it's not always at your house, but just anywhere you are, help me to welcome people and be open to learning about them, being in relationship. That's transformational hospitality. So transactional hospitality is kind of conditional. It's provisional. It's incremental. I'll let you do this little thing. If you prove yourself, maybe I'll let you do a little bit more. But Psalm 15 today, well, actually, it sounds kind of transactional if you want to look at it. Psalm 15 sounds kind of transactional. The question is really a hospitality question that it begins with. It says, "Oh Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who should come and dwell and travel and be in your tent? Who's going to find hospitality and welcome in your temple, in your presence? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? Who is going to find welcome there?" It's a question about God's hospitality. Will you receive hospitality from God? And then there's all these qualifications. Qualifications: walk blamelessly, do what is right, speak the truth, do not slander, do no evil. It goes on. And on the surface level, this looks very transactional. It looks incremental. It looks provisional. It's saying, well, you can't enter God's house. You can't enter his kingdom. You can't come into his presence unless these things are true. Show your Navy ID. Try to convince the pastor it's a good story to come in and use their restroom, right? With God, it's like, well, if you're going to come into my holy hill, show that you can do these things. It seems very transactional. And if it's transactional hospitality from God, means we'd never be able to enter. I mean, as soon as you start to think, well, this week I had about 2 hours where I walked blamelessly. But during that same time, I didn't always speak truth in my heart. I mean, it's like you're disqualified before you can even get up to God's doorstep. So what's God doing here? I thought we were supposed to talk about transformational. That was where God's leading, not transactional. What's God doing here with Psalm 15? Well, one person I read said that really the question behind the question in Psalm 15 is really the question of questions. Will God welcome me? Will God welcome me? Will he welcome me in his presence now? Will he welcome me for eternity? It is a hospitality question, and behind Psalm 15, behind the question, is that deep question that is on every person's heart. But we also know something about our God. God wasn't interested in just transactional hospitality. He wanted his hospitality to be transformational. And so he sent his son, Jesus. He sends his son, Jesus, because Jesus can enter the house, right? Psalm 15, who can sojourn in God's temple? And Jesus shows up, knocks on the door. Did he knock? God, the Father already knew he was there. But anyways, he knocks on the door, and of course, Jesus can come in, right? Look at the description. Jesus walks blamelessly, does what is right, speaks truth in his heart, doesn't slander, doesn't do evil. God, the Father says, come on in. You are welcome here. Hospitality, transformational hospitality. This isn't just a little visit. This is, we are kin. We are family. So Jesus fully qualifies. So Jesus walks in the door, greeting the Father, right? And then he turns, looks back out the door, and he motions for us to come in. We kind of inch a little closer to the door. And the Father looks behind Jesus and he says, my son, Jesus, I know you. But these I do not know. And they are not worthy. Do not ask them to come in. They are not worthy to come into the house. And that's when Jesus says, Father, they are with me. They are with me. Jesus vouches for you. Right? Jesus vouches for you. You are not welcome into God's holy house, but Jesus walks in, says, I am home, and I have brought these with me. I am vouching for them. I am bringing them with me. We are not here in God's presence because we are blameless and right and all of that. We are here in God's presence because Jesus has welcomed us. Welcomed us with his transformational hospitality. Welcomed us as a gift, as grace. We're called into God's house through who Jesus is, so that we can live into God's way. So we're welcomed into his kingdom, we're welcomed into his house, and that's when we start to watch. We see how the Father is, we see how the Son is, we see how the Spirit's at work, and that's when we're learning generosity. That's when we're learning hospitality. God did not leave us on the doorstep. We didn't qualify, but he says, come in. Learn from me. Be part of what we're doing here. You're welcome here. It's transformational hospitality. We are transformed day by day by God's hospitality. It's a grace thing. It's a gift thing. And we practice it. Right? We practice hospitality, and it is a practice thing. We practice because every day you wake up and you remember, oh yeah, I wasn't always so hospitable yesterday. I wasn't always so welcoming. I wasn't always so taking time to notice people. And so God calls us to a new day. He says it's another day to practice what we've been living here in my house. We're extending God's merciful, generous hospitality to others. Through God's Spirit, through his grace, we get to extend his grace so that it moves beyond transactional and it becomes, come, welcome. How can we care for you? What is, tell us about your life. Be part of what God is doing here. That's the hospitality you've been welcomed into through the cross and through the resurrection. That is the hospitality that we get to live into. That's the hospitality we get to practice and to share. Now I want you to hear David's story. And I have to offer one editorial comment on David's interview. He mentions me, but really, the hospitality he's talking about and having received is from me, my family, and a lot of you, and the whole congregation. So when he says, Pastor Ben, just think, God's people at Bethel.
David, originally from East Africa, but currently I'm from Bethel. That is my home, that is my church. I got to Bethel about 10 months ago, I think that is around January last year, but I couldn't come in because I had a lot of stigma. I tried it twice to enter the church, but I couldn't. My breakthrough was Pastor Ben got my number and texted me through a friend to come and meet him and have a cup of tea. That is how I got involved into Bethel directly.
When you say there was a stigma, what does that mean?
Owing to the nature of where I come from, there is a racial problem. So I stood by the church entrance. I couldn't see any black man around. I said, what am I doing here? Probably I would be arrested or asked why I'm here. Because I didn't know anybody for sure, not even a single person. And if there was questions to be asked, who are you, how did you, I couldn't make any reference. So I found myself walking away, I think 3 times in a row. Yes, what was meant to be a cup of tea ended up a very close discussion why I came to the United States, what is my background. We talked, but when I looked at him, I saw somebody who was honest, the way he interacted with me. In fact, he prepared himself the first meal. I was in his house. I still remember some roast chicken. It was a wonderful dinner. We talked. I had a glass of wine. I take wine. And I left later than I had expected. So I started attending church. And from then, I did get a lot of friends through Pastor Ben. To me, hospitality means a lot. One, accepting your color. That is the greatest hospitality I've ever received in Bethel. People look at you, they don't see you as a black man. They see you as a human being. They relate with you freely. Actually, many people have invited me in their homes for dinner. I've had wonderful discussions with them. They pick me up. From where I come from, we usually, courtesy of friendship may not extend to giving somebody a ride. So when it does, you really know somebody has gone out of their way. Irrespective of what, how much one has in life. So people did lots after that. And I live where I am now because I got problems at my place of work. And I was looking for urgently where to stay. Through Pastor Ben, I got a house next to Bethel, which I'm renting cheaply. And many friends got to know me. I didn't have household property, as you know. I didn't have much to do to buy. So literally, my house is full of everything one would think of. My stomach is full. I have a wonderful wardrobe. I have everything that one would need for life, because the house I occupied was not meant for anybody living there. And the owner said, I am not ready to rent it, because if I do, I need to do repair, to fix a sink, hot water, and I'm not ready to do that. But friends in Bethel said, no, don't worry. Just accept the house. The following day, I got couches, beds, carpets, literally everything. And I've realized that in Bethel, hospitality is more than physical. It is more than physical. People go deep into your life. They cry. They may not shed physical tears as you cry, but you see them crying with you. They feel that oneness of a human being in pain. Because I've had lots around me, a lot, but I feel my life has at least been regained. I have a reason to live because of Bethel. I realized that the congregation is loving and warm, and people speak from their hearts, not their faces. So I got to know since then a number of them, their names. I'm not good at grasping names, simply because I fear to mispronounce names. I know what it means, but I've got trust. that people have accepted me the way I am, and people have no hidden files in their hearts when they are dealing with me. That's the greatest hospitality I've received in my life. Yes.
Amen.